Ahoy, me fine-hearted crew, and welcome once again to the Pirate's Code, where ancient seafaring wisdom collides with the strange wonders of this modern age. I be Blackbeard, the one they tried to sink in body, but never in legend. And I've returned to weigh anchor and lend me voice to the questions that stir the waters of today. And one such question washed up on me deck this very morning. What would Blackbeard say about Mr. Beast? Now, there's a name that roars louder than a cannon in a storm. Mr. Beast, known to the landfolk as Jimmy Donaldson, a lad who rose not from a port of piracy, but from a small town called Greenville, North Carolina. And what makes this tale all the richer, mates, is that Greenville lies just a stone's throw upriver from Bath, the very town I once called home. Aye, Bath, the first capital of the Carolinas, where I danced with governors, wed a wild-spirited lass named Mary, and walked the planks of respectability. Aye, but only for a spell. So ye see, this be no random tale of admiration from across the world. Nay, Mr. Beast and I are sons of the same sound, kin by current and coast. The same waters that soaked my boots now ripple beneath the digital feet of this modern legend. Where I once raised a flag of fear, he now raises a flag of philanthropy. And so today, I aim to weigh his story, not as a critic, but as a captain, charting the currents of his early life, the tempest he braved, the treasures he shared, and the code he lives by. For in truth, what is a pirate but a man who risks all to chase what others say can't be caught? And what is Mr. Beast, if not the finest modern pirate of purpose and heart? So trim the sails, lash down the loose barrels, and ready your minds, for we're bound from Greenville to Bath, from humble shores to a legacy greater than gold. Segment one, from deck swabber to dreamer. The early life of Mr. Beast. Now, every great voyage begins with a humble port. And so it was with Mr. Beast. Born in Wichita, Kansas, but raised in Greenville, North Carolina, young Jimmy Donaldson weren't raised with riches nor nobility, but with curiosity sharper than a cutlass and a hunger for challenge that had put a storm god to shame. His childhood was a quiet one by pirate standards. No sword duels or rum brawls, but filled with the spark of a restless mind. At the tender age of 13, he took to YouTube like a young deckhand taken to rigging, posting under the name Mr. Beast 6000, creating gaming content, silly skits, and commentary, all while experimenting like an alchemist searching for gold. Henry David Thoreau wrote, "Success usually comes to those who are too busy to be looking for it." Aye, the lad didn't wait for fame to knock on his door. Nay, he was making the hinges creak with his own two hands. Obsession with what worked, what failed, and what the blasted algorithm demanded, he studied YouTube like it was a treasure map drawn in invisible ink. And aye, let's be honest, his early videos were rougher than a Seabiscuit 3 months stale. But even a lopsided rowboat can become a mighty frigate if the captain's willing to patch the leaks and row through the night. It's here we see the spark of what made Mr. B special. He didn't chase popularity, he chased understanding. The lad watched his own videos 1,000 times over, looking for what could be better. He analyzed the tides of viewership, the winds of attention spans, and by the beard of Poseidon, he started learning how to catch the digital wind in his sails. He weren't born with treasure. He built it. One plank, one pixel, one post at a time. So let this be a lesson to any would-be sailor listening. You don't need a fleet to start. Just a fire in your belly and the courage to cast off the lines. Mr. Beast's rise began not with riches, but with relentless curiosity and a will strong enough to pull a brigantine through a swamp. Segment two, battling the Kraken. Trials, tempests, and turning points. Now hear me well, mates. No sailor ever made legend without first facing the storm. And Mr. Beast, for all his jests and generosity, faced more tempests than most would brave. When he first hoisted his flag upon YouTube, the lad was tossing his voice into a sea of millions, like shouting across the fog with nary a soul to hear. Years passed with little gold to show. Just a stubborn fire in his gut and a growing mountain of doubt. He struggled with health, too. A cruel companion by the name of Crohn's disease. A chronic belly blow, if ever there was one, leeching his strength like a hull full of barnacles. Yet, even as the aches gnawed at him, he kept his grip on the wheel, making videos, studying the ways of the algorithm, never drifting from his course. According to Franklin D. Roosevelt, a smooth sea never made a skilled sailor.
Blackbeard, baby, allow me to interrupt for just a sec. It's Arabella Nightwind here, First Lady of the Queen Anne's Revenge. The wind behind the sails and the flame in your favorite flask. I just couldn't sit quiet through that last tale. I have to voice my thought, love. Because let me tell you, there's nothing quite so attractive as a man who faces his storms head on. A man who gets knocked down, bloodied, maybe even broken, and still stands back up, fists clenched, eyes on the horizon. Mr. Beast. Now there's a fine example of such a lad, facing years without applause, stomach tied in knots, pushing forward when no one was watching. That's not just courage, that's character forged in fire. And for all ye rapscallions out there, ye modern lads crying into your cappuccinos, cause the lass o' your dreams be nowhere in sight. Take a note from the old code. Attempt something bold. Never back down. Face your trials and rise from them better. In the crucible of your struggle, ye just might become the very man she's been dreaming of. Now, I do apologize for hijacking your helm for a moment, love, but your podcast be so strong and bold, they need just a touch of velvet and lace to balance out the cannon fire. Just like you, after a long day battling the elements, all wind-whipped and righteous. Aye. Now carry on, Captain. I'm listening from the shadows.
Keep that last bit under your bonnet, my lady. Can't have the crew thinking I be getting soft. Now, where was I? Ah, yes, Mr. Beast struggling against the trials. Aye, the easy voyage never forged a strong captain. Tis the reefs and the roaring winds that teach ye to read the stars and keep your crew from jumping ship. Sometimes the monsters we fight be not beasts, but burnout, back pain, and bad Wi-Fi. And believe me, those demons are just as deadly to the digital sailor. But here be what sets the lad apart. He didn't turn back. He took those hardships and made them oars. He took the fatigue and made it focus. While others sought safe harbors, he braved open waters. And with every challenge, he grew in strategy, in character, and in resolve. These were the crucibles where Mr. Beast became not just a content creator, but a captain of industry and influence. So let the record show, it ain't the Kraken that defines ya. It's the way ye fight it. And Mr. Beast fought not for glory nor gold, but for a better channel, a better self, and a better world. Segment 3, Forging the Code, Character in the Crucible. Now, every pirate worth his cutlass has a code, some written, some carved in scars, and it be in the face of hardship that a man's true bearings are set. In Mr. Beast, we see a rare metal, the kind not easily dented. The trials he faced, the long years without recognition, the grumbling belly, the toll of illness, they didn't break the lad. Nay, they hardened him, like a cannonball forged under pressure. He could have quit, could have turned sour, but instead, he doubled down. He turned to discipline, study, practice, focus, he became obsessed, not with fame, but with excellence. He watched the platform like I watched the horizon. Eyes sharp, always learning, adjusting, charting his course with intent. He started surrounding himself with crewmates who shared the vision, building a loyal band of brothers who'd film for days without rest, hunting the next breakthrough like it were buried treasure. James A. Mikener said, "Character consists of what you do on the third and fourth tries. Aye, the second storm might shake ye, but it's the third and fourth that show if your soul be steel or driftwood." Mr. Beast, he built a fortress out of failures, brick by bloody brick. Here's the crux, me hearties. Mr. Beast forged a code not just for content, but for conduct. He made it his mission to entertain, but also to uplift, to give, to change the game not just for himself, but for his audience. And that kind of code, that's rarer than Spanish silver. That be the mark of a man who's not just sailing the seas, but changing the tide. So if ye be facing your own crucible, remember the tale of the lad from Greenville. Not born a captain, but made one by fire and by will. Segment 4, hoisting the Jolly Roger. Business as a pirate would do it. Now, any sea dog can ride the waves, but only a true captain builds a fleet. And Mr. Beast, by thunder, didn't just build one. He launched an armada. From the high towers of YouTube, he began to expand his hold, planting flags where others saw only rocks and reefs. And what did this modern-day courser craft, ye ask? Not new channels alone, but entire business empires. Aye, he launched Feastables, a chocolate company, cleaner than a nun's ledger, made with healthy ingredients and packaged with Mr. Beast flair. Mr. Beastburger Ghost Kitchen Venture, serving hearty meals from port to port across the U.S., all without owning a single tavern or galley. Merchandise, hoodies, hats, and treasures fit for a loyal crew. And a media reach that spans languages, borders, and time zones like the Black Spot itself. Opportunities don't happen. You create them, says Chris Grosser I. And create 'em he did. Like a pirate scouting a hidden cove, Mr. Beast saw places others overlooked and turned 'em into treasure islands. But this lad, he turned ghost kitchens into gold mines. Who knew the secret to success was a burger with a brand and a bit of social good? But what makes all this sweeter than a barrel of rum is that Mr. Beast never forgot the crew. He didn't hoard his doubloons like a crusty old dragon. Nay, he spread the spoils, launching businesses that create jobs, inspire young entrepreneurs, and keep that Jolly Roger flying high over honest commerce. He built it smart. He built it fast. And above all, he built it with purpose. Just like any good pirate king, he knew your fleet is only as strong as your code and the loyalty of those who sail with ye. So, mark this well, mates. Business, when done right, ain't so different from piracy, just with better branding and fewer cannonballs. Mr. Beast raised his Jolly Roger not to conquer, but to create. And in doing so, proved that even in this world of wires and screens, a pirate spirit still has a place. Segment 5. Dividing the plunder, giving the gold, changing the world. Now this be the part where the tale turns legendary. For what good be treasure if ye bury it in the sand, guarded by ghosts and curses? The greatest captains share the spoils, and Mr. Beast has given more than I ever plundered in all me years of high seas havoc. This lad has made a name, not just with flash, but with faith in his fellow man. He's built his empire on charity, not conquest. His videos, not just stunts and spectacle, but acts of radical generosity, giving away millions in cash to strangers, viewers, and subscribers, buying entire houses, cars, and even an island, just to give it all away. giving sight to the blind through surgeries, feeding the hungry with food drives and donations that'd humble a fleet of ships. And here's the real magic. Mace, he don't just give to make a show. He gives to make a difference. I have quoted Anne Frank before, but this quote applies. No one has ever become poor by giving. I, the lad's richer than many kings, but not in gold alone, in goodwill, in lives touched, and in hearts lifted. And that, me crew, is a treasure that can't be taxed nor stolen. Mr. Beast don't wait for parties, he makes them. With giveaways so grand, even old Poseidon himself might blush at the generosity. He ain't just handing out doubloons. He's building hope, teaching folks that even in this fast, cold world, there be warmth left. That success don't have to come at the cost of others, and wealth can be a wind, blowing others toward their own greatness. And if ye ask me, that be the truest mark of a pirate reborn. Not taking the gold, but using it to change the tide for others. So if you're wondering whether kindness still sails in this age of screens and self-interest, look to Mr. Beast. He don't just share the plunder, he multiplies it and leaves joy in every port he touches. Segment 6, Health, Wealth, and Happiness, a Pirate's Legacy for a Digital Age. So here we are, me hearties, from a cabin boy's beginnings in Greenville to global fame and boundless giving, Mr. Beast has sailed a course few could dream of and fewer still could weather. But the treasures he leaves in his wake, they be not only silver, chocolate bars, or viral views. Nay, they be lessons, legacies, lighthouses for those adrift, seeking their own way to health, wealth, and happiness. And I, as fate would have it, the tide be changing for us too. Blackbeard, world, a vessel I now lend me spirit to, sails a course not too different from his, with the new Pirate Share's business model of giving away at least half the profits. We seek not to raid, but to raise, to teach, to inspire, to take the old code of the pirate and rewrite it for a better world. And in that we tip our hat and our tricorn to Mr. Beast. Try not to become a man of success, rather become a man of value. That be Albert Einstein. We have all heard ye say that before, Al. Come up with a new quote already. Mr. Beast chased not fame, but value, and that be the deeper treasure. The fame, that came with the tide, but the impact, that be carved into the very bones of this age. I have heard folks with their nose in the air say, money can't buy happiness. Aye, happiness might not come from a treasure chest if you spend it all on your own selfish pleasures, but it sure helps if that chest feeds the hungry and funds a few miracles along the way. Others benefit from the money, but ye yourself get the happiness. And there ye have it, me fine-hearted crew. A tale of storms braved, fortunes shared, and a code lived out not with cutlass or cannon, but with care and character. If you want to chart Mr. Beast's course yourself, follow him on YouTube at Mr. Beast, or seek him out across the social seas on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, all under the name Mr. Beast. He's easy to find when your compass is set to generosity. And if you fancy more tales like this, told with the wind of history in their sails and the fire of a pirate's heart, then follow Blackbeard's ghostly crew at Blackbeard World, where we share lessons for life, gold for the soul, and strategies to win your own battles at sea and on shore. We'll be speaking on health, wealth, happiness, legacy, and more, all spun from the rigging of real life and ancient truth. I just had a humorous thought. If old TikTok had been around in my day, I'd have gone viral for lighting my beard on fire. Instead, I'll lighten up the Royal Navy. And now, me mates, we hoist full sail and set course past Ocracoke Island, a place of grim memory where I met me end with sword and smoke. tie. It brings a chill to me bones even now. But let it be known, even if the body falls, the legacy sails on. Mr. Beast proves that a new breed of pirate walks the earth. One who gives, uplifts, and changes the course of the tide. So until next tide, may your sails stay full, your compass true, and your heart ever brave. This be Blackbeard signing off, but never truly gone.
Well, I be impressed with myself. I only dropped in on you once through the whole blasted podcast.
Oh, Bella, me favorite mutiny. Your interruptions be like a siren song in a sea of foghorns. Impossible to ignore and bound to wreck me bearings. What say we sneak the dinghy round to that hidden cove for a celebratory swim?
Ha, call it an interruption if you must. I call it rescuing the crew from drifting off into dreamland. Bye-bye, Captain. Last one to the dinghy gets stuck with the oars.